to hold the hand of your neighbor. Let's agree together. You want to pray for that, your neighbor, that in this season, that which the Lord has proposed to do this year, He will begin to implement in the life of that person. That bring this one to the seasons of divine implementation. We ask for the season of divine implementation. That, oh God, You will grant us grace. You will grant my brother, my sister, that grace that will begin to enter into the implementation of Your purposes, Your counsel, the things that You have spoken, even concerning us. We receive grace for their manifestation. We receive grace in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Mambro sute pegla baharas. That the word of the Lord will not fail in our lives. Jesus, help us to enter the realities of the things that You have spoken. Help us, oh God, to enter into the things that You have spoken, even concerning us. We receive Your favor. We receive Your favor. We receive Your favor. Amahakose, Verekila Habarahana Kasta Virahala, Membrusa Talibra Cabro Doso Fedra Dinaya, Membo Sayita Bambrekula Fradahai, Jiprondo Sotekibra Labra Hanakoria. We thank You. Only Your will. Thank You. Thank You, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now I'd like you to pray for yourself. You can break the hands and you are going to ask the Lord for wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom to run the race. The wisdom of God. Make me wise. The wisdom of God. I just tap into Your wisdom. Lord, I lack wisdom, therefore I ask. As You have said, anyone, is there anyone among you that lack wisdom? Let him ask the Lord. That, Lord, today I ask for wisdom. I ask wisdom for living. The wisdom for living. To live a righteous life. To live an exemplary life. I ask for the wisdom that is required. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Breathe and brood upon my soul. Breathe upon my heart. In the precious name of Jesus, I receive supernatural wisdom from You, O God. Labo sabeki valahate, labruna sanda beklevredina sai, librondo sosida bahakadis, ebrolo susa menandra bahalatuya, levrusa labranda beno kombro do salida, ebo sabeni antaba, O gabona hakida labaras, libranda bokoria seperagadia. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Two more prayer points and you will take your seat. I want you to ask the Lord for grace to remain focused. Give me the grace to remain focused. I will not be distracted. Help me. I will not fall to the expectations of men. I will not bow to pressure. Help me to stay focused. Oh God, give me grace to stay focused. Let me put the main thing. Let me set the main thing as the main thing. Give me the grace to be focused. I can't hear somebody praying. Give me grace to stay focused. Oh God, I will not be distracted. I will not be distracted. I will not be distracted. In the name of Jesus, I will not be distracted. Labo, Salibra, Hanakambo. Hey, I can't hear somebody praying. O Rabana Kale Freddy Halatia. Rabocombredia Sandara Bracoria Savaradamo. O Bali Paragadila Vrondo Sole Baragande. Libana Combondo Sudala Bahakila Baradas. The Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, today as a people we receive grace to stay focused, that, oh God Almighty, we will not be distracted as a congregation. We will not run after the mundane, my Father. We will not run after the things that I invoke, but that, oh God, we will through, oh God, patience and faith walk with you to the end that we might obtain not just the promise but to dwell with you forever. We ask, my Father and my God, that you will grant us grace to stay tenaciously. You will grant us grace to stay put, oh God, to be sure-footed, that our motives and our hearts, oh God, the reins of our heart, the desires of our heart, will be connected only to eternal purpose and counsel. We ask for grace to be focused in the name of Jesus Christ. Libra Mbosatela Abrendo Suprekele Dibara Ayam Brosetele Brekila Cambro O Libra Damara da Coprekila Sadi Eyayaba Akondo Robocodia Evredia Taba. We will not be derailed. We will not be derailed. The forces of our generation will not, oh God, determine the things we do and say, but that, oh God, our focus is on you. But that, oh God, our focus is on you. Our focus is on you. We look to you, oh God. Our face is radiant and we are not ashamed. We look unto you as the author of life. We look unto you as the finisher of life. That, oh God, you will help us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to stay focused. Lipa mombre kila sida abrose telebra dina broncombari abrista labra core fele di antabo. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Romans chapter 8 from verse 35. For who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Help me tell your neighbor, through all these things we are more than conqueror. I want you to open your mouth and pray for that person you just spoke with, that nothing will conquer you. Nothing will conquer you. Nothing by woman, man, by spirit will be able to conquer you. Open your mouth and pray for that person. Nothing born of woman. You are more than a conqueror. You operate beyond the, you are a conquest. Not because you have a sword to wield, but because you are a son of victory. You are a son that won by the victorious, by the victorious giving of the Father, by the victorious sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, that from today I live as a conqueror. I am not conquered. I am only conquered by God. Situations and circumstances, oh my God, perils and famine, oh conditions, living conditions, the mama kopani kapona palakadi libra kapabola libra kalibola bahabo librande libolo koporadia. Nothing will separate us from the love of God. Nothing will separate us from the love of God. In all things, not in some, but in all these things, we are more than conquerors. A pariah through Christ that loved us. In all things, we are more than conquerors. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Verse 38 says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want you to ask, I want you to tell yourself in prayer as you talk to the Lord, I dwell in God. I reside in God. I abide in God. I stay with God. I fellowship with God. I fellowship with the Spirit. I fellowship with the brethren. Lord, I receive capacity to stay. I receive capacity to push. I receive the capacity to stay. Open your mouth and talk to Jesus. The pain of unexpected testimonies, the pain of deferred promises, regardless of all of these things, I decide to stay put, that in the name of Jesus Christ, no pestilence, no situations will separate me from the love of God. Open your mouth and talk to Jesus wherever you are standing right now, that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, La Bombro si sapele praga ladina tombre che le tua pare share vero combre di atala rigona mandalia. Perils will not conquer me, pestilence will not conquer me, lack will not conquer me. Oh, situationships will not conquer me. Only Jesus has the right of way to conquer me. My soul, do not stay in despair. My soul, do not operate in despair. Find peace in God. Walk in God in the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. That we as a people will receive grace to stay focused. We will not bow to the pressure of Lagos State. We will not bow to the forces that rule in the environment. We rise and operate above the territorial influence. We are in Lagos, but we are not of Lagos. Our source is the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know our God, therefore we shall be strong. Our hands will not come down. We will not be a feeble people in the precious name of Jesus. We will not lack the zeal and the passion to pursue the things of the kingdom in the precious name of Jesus Christ. The will of the Father is that which we will do. The mandate of the Lord is that which I fulfill in the name of Jesus. We will not bow to pressure. We will not bow to pressure. We will not bow to human expectations. We glue ourselves to God. We operate circumspectly. We operate by the fear of God. Our motive is to bring grace and glory and honor to the Father. We are a royal seed. We are a separated breed unto God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For none unto God are his works, even from the foundations, before the foundations of the world. And therefore that which you have called us for, chosen us for, separated us for, only shall we do. I can hear your amen. Lord, strengthen feeble knees tonight. Help us to see, O God, that which you want us to see. And help us to hear the word you will have us hear tonight. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father. I rebuke that chest pain right now. I don't know who, but I see someone under this heavy, 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 intense chest pain. I don't know if you are here in the hall or online, but right now I ask that the hand of the Lord be stretched towards you and let that condition be gone forever. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I see migraine, a migraine of 3 years condition, the condition of migraine for the past 3 years. I rebuke that migraine right now. Be gone forever. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. There is a young man, this is your first time into this hall. You came in here confused and broken, bruised, confused, broken, and bruised. Those are the three words the Holy Spirit moved into my spirit. And he said, I should say to you, there is hope for a tree when it's cut down. For after the application of the water scent, it will sprout again. And Jesus said, I should say to you, you are springing up again. This is your first time here. You are springing up again. You came in here bruised, confused. You came in here bruised, confused. You came in here with pain. And Jesus is saying today, he said, there is hope for you. There is hope for you in the name of Jesus Christ. There is hope for a tree when it's cut down. You are down, but you are not out. For the Lord God Almighty will restore in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, restore. Oh no, if you believe it, shout it. If you believe it, shout it louder. If you believe it, shout it louder. Thank you, Father. Please turn to your neighbor to the left and to the right and welcome him or her to church this evening. Yes, if you want to clap now, you can go ahead and clap unto Jesus. Hallelujah. I welcome each and every one of us to God's presence this evening. Okay, is there space there for Pastor Orwell? Or you want to come to this side? You're good. Okay. Hallelujah. I came back from Kogi State this afternoon, maybe like 2-3 hours ago. We went to Kogi to fellowship with the brethren from the university to Theophilus Sunday's meeting. Back to Abuja yesterday, myself and Reverend Gideon, we had such a great time seeing the faces of these young children who are now in the university. We had to take our time to teach the Bible. There was no time for any prophetic fanfare there. What was needed was teaching discipleship. And we took time to examine the Word of God. Yes, a lot of people were healed. Salvation call also was very strong. God sent us help by His Spirit. We had all kinds of stuff, I tell you. The One Spirit family are doing a great job in Kogi State and indeed our nation, because they are taking the Tari movement from campus to campus, from territory to territory. And it's my prayer that the Lord will continue to sustain them and the Lord will continue to supply resources needed for that vision to keep thriving in our generation. They told me that they are doing Tari United Kingdom next year, Tari Europe, Belgium, Tari, you know. So it's a huge task that the Lord has placed on our brother, my friend Theophilus Sunday. And I just want you to hold your hands where you are, agree with your brother and say, Lord, bless One Spirit. Lord, supply, make supplies available. Make supplies available for them in the name of Jesus. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This weekend, Saturday, by God's grace, we are going to be having our threshing floor, the house of prayer for all nations. Please make sure. Yes, you can clap if you want to. Please make sure you invite a friend, an enemy, someone that you know is struggling with his prayer life. All right. Bring them into this place and let us pray together. The prayer stretch is not a call unto demonstration that we can pray, but is a call unto saying to the Lord that we are full of infirmities and only His Spirit can help us. If indeed He's not helping us, then no one on earth can help us. We started 10 hours exactly 10 years ago, and we've been shouldering on. And we've seen God intervene. We've seen God intervene in cities, in nations, in territories where we came to actually cry before the Lord. Yeah, at some point, it seems as though we're shifting away from the mandate of what the threshing floor was for. But now we are back fully. So please make sure that You invite your friends. You invite your brothers. And let us pray together. All right? Let us pray together. They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayer. Hallelujah. Give me Micah chapter 7, verse 7. Micah chapter 7, verse 7. If there is a man to pray, there is the God to answer. All right? So God expects us to come in and intercede. The reason why Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed was not because of what was in there. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because of what God couldn't find. God was looking for intercessors, a quorum that was needed, a particular number that was needed, and God didn't find any. And when he didn't find any, then that place was left for destruction. Micah 7:7. I didn't say 1:7, 7:7. The person there will have to help me. Tether your spirit and follow me very well tonight. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. Every time I hear the word salvation, I don't just see the word salvation around sin alone. I see the word salvation towards rescue, a mission of rescue that God wants to bail a people out. And so this guy said he will look unto the God of his salvation. But when you look at the last phrase there, he said, I do know that what? My God will hear me. Why will God hear him? Because he called out unto God. If there is a man to call to God, is there a man, if there is a man to pray, there is the God that will answer. This guy here was speaking confidently that his God will hear him. He said, my God will what? Will hear me. When I call upon the God of my salvation. That is not to say I'm a sinner. I'm a Christian, but there are certain aspects of my life that I need rescue. So if I need his intervention and I call upon him, he will hear me. So I am inviting each and every one of us to this coming threshing floor, which will be taking place on Saturday. And the theme of this particular threshing floor is the house of prayer. That's what God intends his house to be. If the church is not a praying church, then that church is a clubhouse. If the church is not a praying church, then that church is an entertaining house. And you see, spirits are weary of entertainment. What spirits are after is sacrifice. Are you with me? What pleases a spirit is what? Sacrifice. Your ability to look beyond yourself, to look beyond how you feel, to go beyond the natural and pick your spirit and connect with the Spirit of God. Such kind of men, God never despises. There are things you do in the atmosphere of sacrifice that provokes the hand of God on your behalf. And so I'm taking all my time to tell you that you should come for this meeting. And by the grace of God, we already know that we have General Assembly on Sunday. So this week is quite loaded, is full. So you have tomorrow to rest. We are going to run from tomorrow till next week Monday. That means we are coming in every day. And I'm going to say something about that, because sometimes we say, okay, Rev, it's like we're running these things and there is no time to catch our breath. In the course of this Father's Day celebration, yesterday, there are messages I read that brought tears to my eyes. Those were not messages on our general platform, messages that were sent to me privately. I think Bumi sent me one. And I told, no, she didn't send it. She put it on her status. I read it and I said, send it to me. And then there is a young man that sent me. I saw how different people in RCM view me for the first time. Some see me as one guy that is very hard and rebukes them. Some see me as this man that is very loving and can go the extra mile to reach out to them and be a blessing to them. Some saw me as one that carries their burden on my shoulder and I run with it. And some saw me as somebody that always check on them and make sure they are fine. You see, the lesson I learned from there was to say, okay, by your nature determines how you will see me. And your nature will determine how I operate around you. Because my goal is to bring out the best out of you. All right? So if I know that you have capacity and you are crying, I will not cry with you. I will tell you, finish crying and then come up. I'm here waiting for you. There is no room for emotion. Praise the Lord. And that's how God is. You actually determine your walk with God, how far you want to go with God. God is willing to go the extra mile with you. But if you are not willing, I tell you, God is capable of managing you while you manage your situation. God is so much into wanting to bring his people up. But if you are willing and you are obedient, then he can open certain layers of truth to you. Praise the Lord. Ushers, there is a way empty seats in front of people affect me. These seats there, please help me fill the seats. There are people behind and there are, just help me fill the seats. Thank you. Right? So God expects that. You see what I'm saying now? What was I saying? Huh? Yes. So God works with us based on our angulation and proximity to him. And you will determine that. He's done all the reaching out to us. And what he wants from us is to follow him. So the General Assembly affords us the ground, the opportunity for us to crisscross within our brethren. And I mean, we're going to start praying from Tuesday. From Wednesday, next tomorrow, you have tomorrow to rest. We'll meet here for preparatory prayers. We fast this week. That's the implication of our 10 hours. If we have convergence, we fast that week. If we have 10 hours, we fast that week as well. So we fast from Tuesday, and then we will meet on Saturday. So some were saying, thank you, because I never knew I had this kind of capacity. But as you stretched me, I saw it. Even my wife sent me a message, thank you, you know. So I saw how she also viewed me. Somebody that is always, a husband that is only scolding everybody, like now that you are not at home, maybe like say peace day, that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? So it's okay, I saw it, but the most important, it's a Father's Day, so everybody will say their mind, all right? And I took it in, all right? So it made me see all kinds of presentation, and I said, okay, there are some that I will implement today. Like I'm going to start with the choir. I want to see all of you today. The ones in the congregation and the ones here. Your number came up last night while I was praying in Abuja. And it's time to clean up that place. Your number came up. So I don't think I've called for a special meeting with you guys since I've been a pastor in RCN. So it is time. Hallelujah. So please bear with us. Help me tell your neighbor what my knee says. No spiritual walk, no spiritual progress. Yes. Where you do a lot of spiritual work, you will notice that God is bringing progress into your life. So without spiritual walk and walk, there's no spiritual progress. Give yourself to these things. There are some of you, the things you are doing now, it's like you are in a cantonment. When you travel out of this country or when you change location, you will suddenly realize that, oh my God. One of our guys, Stanley, spiritual, sent me one epistle saying, Rev, thank you, thank you. Now, the person saying thank you, some of you don't know him. If I read what he was saying, the moment I read it, I knew that he was being stretched over there, but the stretching was nothing to him. It was easy for him to comply and to carry out what the pastor was expecting. All right? Why? because he went through the training here. So some of us, we are in a cantonment. We are in a barrack. Are you with me? We are in a spiritual barrack. Okay? And in spiritual barrack, you know when you get to the army officers, you don't hear good morning, ma. What do you hear? Sir. Even to a female. Sir. To a female. Sir. To a male. Sir. So that's what God is expecting of us as a people. We are in a military cantonment. God will refine our character. God will refine us as a people. And I tell you the truth, God is in a hurry to do some certain things with our lives. If you help me, say amen. Amen. All right, I took my time to make this announcement. So if you like, we can brush it later. If you like, we may not need to go to these two particular announcements because I've already given those announcements. Hallelujah. Crowns. We started this topic before we went into letter to the seven churches. And I think at some point I stopped at three or two crowns. So, but let's take our bearing from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 24 to 27, where it all began. I started teaching us on gaining mastery. Gaining spiritual mastery or mastery over that which the Lord has asked us to do as a people, living the life of obedience and discipline. And so we started from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 27. It reads, and I quote, Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. All right? And I said the word obtain there means for you to run and lay hold on something. Everyone that runs, the man that goes into the race, the man that goes into the exercise, is not doing that exercise because he or she wants to slim down. It is now that you see people doing racing, running, exercising, just because they want to slim down. And because that's the motive, the moment they slim down, 3 weeks later, when they eat, they are pumped up again. You know? So, he said, and every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. I'm not done. Everyone that strives for the mastery. Know ye not that which run in a race, run all, but one receiveth the prize. We all are running, but one receives the prize. So run that ye may obtain. The next verse. And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Let's go on. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body, and I bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Now, this scripture here is, when I teach people, when I preach to people, one of the things I do is I subject myself to the principles and to the teaching, so that at the end of my sojourn, I said to us that we are pilgrims, all right? We all are what? Pilgrims. We are nomadic people. This place is a transient point. And so he said, everything that I do it with a caution that I don't want, not that I don't want you to surpass me. No, that's not the case here. But I do this with a discipline to the end that when we all appear before the Lord, I will also have my own place. I will also have my own stake. So I beat my body under subjection. I discipline myself. I bring myself into modes of discipline. I bring myself into, I deal with my flesh. I deal with my members. If you help me, say amen. Amen. I deal with my members. I don't allow my members to dictate to me how I should live my life. I allow my life to be dictated to by the standards of Scripture, by the Word of God. So I beat myself under, I bring myself under subjection. It's like saying that you step almost every time of your walk with God, you are not after comfort. What you are after is alignment. You are not after comfort. What you are after is to be in tune with God. So he said, I do this because I don't want to be a castaway. Now, from this scripture, if Paul is telling us that I'm doing this, subjecting myself so that I will not be a castaway, where then are we getting these relics? I call it relics of revelation that says that once saved, forever saved. This is an apostle saying that he's living his life in a way and manner that at the end of it, when God will look at his life, the record will be that you don't deserve to what? To be a castaway. You don't deserve to be a pushover. You have lived your life. You have been an example of what you are teaching. You are not like the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees who will stand at the door. They are not entering into the layers of truth. They are not coming into transformation. They are not embodying the teachings and the instructions of our Lord Jesus Christ. And they are not allowing others to enter. You know what Jesus said to them? He said, woe to you. And if Jesus says woe to you, I don't think there is any man on earth that can break the woe. The highest and the greatest men of God upon the face of the earth cannot break that simple three alphabet word. What? Woe. If it's Jesus that says woe, then you are doomed. The only thing, therefore, that can take woe away is when you repent. It's by repentance that woe is taken away. And it's by repentance that you begin to garner yourself, or you begin to walk towards that which the Lord has made available to you. So he said, I make sure that I put myself under subjection. And then you also notice that the crown here is a perishable crown. Paul is talking to us about a perishable crown. And then the danger about this crown, the earthly crown is a competitive crown. The earthly crown is a competitive crown. And the earthly crown is there to enhance fame and flesh. Because when you know, for example, how many of you watched the last Champions League final? That's one of the last final I watched in a long while. I think the last 10 minutes. It was 4-0, I'll be 5-0 again. 5-0. Two diamond goals. All right? That's since 1962 or so. They've not scored those kind of number of goals in Champions League. So you see, those guys were lifting the trophy and the other guys were crying. Did you get that? Now, in the kingdom, that is not how it is. In the kingdom, God wants us to strive, all of us, to obtain crown. In the kingdom, God is not afraid of your emergence with crown. In the kingdom, in fact, what makes God proud? What makes God God in natural eyes? Okay? God is already God, with or without you making heaven. He's God. Let's settle that. You not loving God will not make God love himself less. But when we talk about crown, there is so much to give. You would have noticed that when you were watching the Champions League final, the moment the referee blew the horn, was it horn? The whistle, sorry, is horn in the spirit, you know? The moment the referee blew the whistle, the final whistle, and it was very clear that PSG, is it PSG? That PSG won the match. Did you notice what will happen? Who will tell me what next? They will begin to inscribe the name of PSG on the crown. That's how heaven will be. Your crown has your name. Are you with me? Now, but the beautiful thing about the crowns of heaven is heaven wants each and every one of us to be recipients of rewards. So the crown is your reward for being disciplined. The crown is your reward for being discreet. The crown is your reward for being a man of conviction. The crown is a reward for saying no to sin and following God. The crown is a reward for winning souls. The crown is a reward of being a true steward of the kingdom. The crown is a reward for being selfless. The crown is a reward for saying, God, I will go with you all the way, regardless of how I feel. Just the way you stretch yourself upon the face of the earth. You know, you wake up every morning to go to work, 5 a.m. And why do you do that? You go to work so that you can draw salary. You know, it was PV that was ministering on the island, and he said, when they ask you, what do you do for a living? You will say that is your work that you do for a living. All right? But that as a believer, you don't do your work for a living. You should do Jesus for a living. Amen? Amen. You should do the Holy Ghost for a living. Okay? So you will have to come to that place where you understand that just the way the earth has a reward system for your labors, heaven also has a reward system for you. I was telling my children, I said, we are going to do this time around. Last year, you guys didn't do well. You did some things. I canceled something. I took away a privilege. And then I said, now the privilege is back. If you do well, you will see. You see, they all sat up. Why do you think they sat up? Because there is a reward. How come for Christians, even though we know there is a reward, we don't sit up? You know, every time I travel, I may not say it here, that Lord, give me souls. Whenever I leave the shores of Lagos, or any time I'm leaving RCN to minister somewhere else, when I kneel down, be rest assured, I'm not saying, God, give me anointing to see and to tell people there is somebody here, there is somebody there. The first thing I say to Lord when I kneel down is, you know what? Give me souls. Lord, give me souls. Give me souls. I want to be able to win many to Jesus. I'm not one that will keep record of how many people I led to Christ, but I want to lead so many to Jesus that when we get there, somebody will see me and say, Austin, thank you. We both made it. I want to pack many crowns from soul winning. How many of you know Rehad Bonke? I don't know the kind of crowns he will have. Crowns from winning souls alone. We are not talking of other things, because there are different crowns. And I've done those teaching already. Right? For soul winning, man, I don't think this entire Lagos can take his crowns. Are you with me? Because the men he led to Christ are in their millions. You see, how many of you know Pastor Shala? Pastor Shala's fire today, yes, there is RCN, but that fire came on him when he came the day the man was passing the torch. That last day was the day the fire of an evangelist. He knew he is an evangelist all the while. But that was the day that fire was triggered. Even towards the man's death, he was still raising men. You have been offended. You don't know what it means to be selfless. You don't know what it means to say that there is a crown in heaven waiting for you. So I want to trigger something in your spirit a little bit. Give me Luke chapter 19. Give me Luke chapter 16, sorry. 16 from verse 19. 16 from verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and feared sumptuously every day. He was living lavishly every day. He was a rich guy. He could afford to take his children for vacation. He could afford to go to Dubai today. And then from Dubai, he would say, sweetheart, what do you want? And she said, I want to spend my night in the Bahamas. And he would say, all right, just a call. And a private jet would be there to pick her to the place. He was living a lavish, flamboyant life. He was a resourceful man. He was not a resourceful man. He was full of resources, but not a resourceful man. Are you with me? He was full of what? Resources, but he was not resourceful. He was not useful. He was not usable by God. He had everything that you can imagine. He had homes in America. He had homes in England. He had homes in Abuja. He had homes in Lagos. He could check in everywhere. Every city he went to, there was an apartment to his name and to his family. So he was never stranded. And so the Bible said that he lived in a lavish way and manner. And there was this
There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores. This guy is full of what? Sores. Only doctors, petrified sores. Very painful sores. How many of you have suffered from, let me use Nigeria English, crocro? How many of you? How many of you have suffered from children that you use what we call dusting powder to calm them, to calm them? What do you call that thing that happens to them? Heat rashes. You see, you will see your son crying, mer. It is when you remove the diaper, you will see red things there. That is when you will remember that, mer. That's when you will remember that, oh, it is these rashes. Then you will now put some what? What do you put there? Some dusting powder. And the baby will start calming down, and then he will sleep. All right? This guy had sores, and desiring to be fed with crumbs. Listen, guys, crumbs. Not the real thing, not the real deal on your table. Just crumbs. And some of you can't even offer crumbs. And you don't know that crumbs are not for sons. Crumbs are for the beggarly. There is nothing in the kingdom that says sons should dwell on crumbs. It's not biblical. Are you with me? Are you hearing me? So crumbs are not. We are supposed to eat on the banquet table with the Lord. He brought us into his banquet seat in love. No one from the house of Saul that I will show my kindness to. That kindness is for the son of the former king to have access to eating on the table with the king, to dining with the king. And they said there is one, his name is Mephibosheth. But table of the king. That was just a typification of what God is. That's just an example, a typology of what God, of who God is. That when you want to have sons that we come to the table must be whole. Men that have been redeemed, purged and cleansed. Those are the kind of people that you will expect to sit with the king. But for the first time, we were being shown that when the kindness of God goes towards you, he will bring you in the way you are, but you are not going to remain that way. And because he said to him, Mephibosheth, you are not only going to eat with me today and go. It's not a one-stop operation. It's not a one-stop deal. It's a deal breaker. You are going to be with me every time I'm coming to this table, I must see you. Why? Because you are supposed to leave the place of crumb. You are not a servant in that sense and in that regard. You are a co-benefactor. You are a co-laborer. You are co-laboring and co-inheriting with the Lord. And because you are co-inheriting with the Lord, he expects you to come to the table where you will eat with him. You remember he said, I no longer call you servants, but now I call you what? Friends. In other words, you are not supposed to be one that feels disadvantaged. However, as Christians, there is a place where the anatomy, the description of a believer must come as a servant. So if you don't understand placement and divine priority, you may abuse your description. Are you with me? So he said, and desiring to be fed with crumbs, which fell from the rich man's table, moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Let's go on. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by angels. See something. When the beggar died, he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man died and was buried. It was today I saw that difference. I said, what? The beggar died, he was carried. The rich man died, he was buried. What a rhyme. Carried, buried. May you be carried. What shocked me here was, I didn't see where the beggar preached. The beggar had no opportunity whatsoever to go out, dogs were licking his sore, his injury. The rich man was passing that guy every day. Just the way we pass sinners. And we don't know that for every sinner you pass, you bypass. You have bypassed the crown. For every man you were meant to feed, at least from this scripture, that you saw naked, you were meant to clothe, and you didn't clothe him, you have bypassed what? A crown. Are you getting my submission today? I don't want to enter theological discussion here. I just want to tease out a few things and I run. Are you with me? Huh? So this guy died and he was buried. Lazarus slept and he was what? The distinguishing factor of this utterance is what we want to see now. Why one was carried and one was buried? It was their dwelling places that determined the carrying and the burying. The dwelling places. Where they were going to dwell, where our brother Lazarus was going to, was different from where the rich guy was going to. And now that's not to say that you cannot be rich. No, you can be rich and still go to heaven. Is that okay? Abraham showed us that example, that we can be rich and make it to heaven. Amen? Not just Abraham. There are other people in the New Testament who also made it to heaven. But that's not for today. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and said, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. So when he was in pain, in hell, he looked and he saw Abraham. And he recognized Abraham. And then, not only Abraham, he recognized that guy that was full of sores on his body. And he said, this guy is in this man's bosom. Next verse. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. There is no mercy again. It's appointed unto one to die, and after to die what? Once. And after which, what happened? Comes judgment. So, this is the example here. Have mercy on me. On this day, you cannot say have mercy on me. This is one of the reasons why you will have to scan through your head. You know, today, I was scanning through my head and I was saying, Lord, my immediate younger brother. At least I'm sure of three now. His own, I'm not too sure. Please, touch this guy. Touch this guy. Purge this guy. Encounter this guy. All right? And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip, what? The tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Orax, give me that bottle of water. At least my wife trusts my finger. If you don't trust it, open it. This is what he was saying. You see this water? You see this water? He said, let the guy do this. And do this. How many of you remember that motivator that they press in your mouth? For children, when they are sick. You say, just two. As powerful as that thing is, if it's water, it will not work. The torment was so grave that he was not asking for the bottle of water. You know, some of us that watch action movies, you understand when they send you to desert and you are looking for water, you will squeeze and squeeze. Sometimes they will have to scratch some trees and then they will go to the root or the vein of the tree, cut it, and they'll begin to squeeze it. Anything that comes there that just forms like liquid just to quench their what? Their thirst. Now, this guy went through this thing because he was just seeing a man close to his house. Let's say just that man. Let's not talk about his money that can save nations. Just that man. And he was passing. It was here with us last year. I was supposed to travel with my family. And I called my children. I said, sit down. We cannot travel. We cannot put this money. I cannot use this money to pay for flight for you people. And we'll go and sit down in Ghana and stay by the beach. You guys will be swimming, and then I with your mother will be praying. I said, you can't walk. Could you walk? This year, we are converting what we have to do an inreach for our people. You don't know. Millions left my pocket. Uncle Emeka sent millions too. No fear. It's a day of reward. And we did all of us, Oraka, Reverend John, everybody went in. It was, you know, that scripture that says, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I was naked, you didn't clothe me. When I was what again? Huh? When I was in prison, when I was a despondent, an ostracized person, you didn't visit me. You abandoned me. And they were looking at him. They were astonished. At what point did we see you go through all of this and we didn't do nothing? He said, as long as you don't do it for these guys, you didn't do it for me. As long as you do it for these people, you are doing it for me. That was a scripture that confronted me last year, December. And I told my family, we are going nowhere. And if he confronts me again between now and when we are traveling, I'll cancel the trip. Cancel it. The goal is you are living for who? The Lord. You live for the Lord. That's not to say that you should not take vacations. Please get me. But your ears are on the heart of the Father. That what you are supposed to do for the kingdom so that men will be lifted, you will not go and spend it on your lust. You will give God the opportunity to do that which he wants to do. So he said, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this, what? In this place? No, in this flame. So one is in the bosom. Another rhyme. One is where? In the bosom of what? Abraham. This one, he was in this flame. They didn't mention whose flame. He was in a flame. And that flame was intense. Praise the Lord. But our guy, Lazarus, who you saw as, look, there will be surprises in heaven. There will be serious surprises in heaven. There are some of you right now, if you know the reward system of heaven, you will not complain again. If you know how the reward system works, if God permits me, I will come back and I will do that teaching. How the reward system works. There are people right now who, on my life, they are making withdrawal in heaven because they were part of the people that made the deposits. For I am tormented in this flame. Let's go on. But Abraham said, son. Okbari. What did he say? Can sons go to hell? I paid attention to those details recently. I said, what? Rev. He said, son. You know, Jesus gave us a placement. And Jesus gave us divine demarcations. He said there are the sons of what? The publicans. He said, and then there are the sons of the lost house of Israel. And then there are the Gentiles. But when Abraham was going to call this guy out, he didn't say you are a bloody Gentile. He didn't say you are a publican. He said what? Son! And if you know anything, if you understand the study of faith, you will know that Abraham is the father of faith. You are not with me. You will know that Abraham is the father of faith. Why? Because he was the first recipient of the gospel. He was the first person that God preached the gospel to. Are you with me? So he was the first recipient. So from that standpoint, he could bear fatherhood, and he will know the ones that were to be sons. This is why I'm saying to you that you can hear this hypergrace nonsense and they tell you that you can leave anyhow and go to heaven. Be careful. If you are overtaken by a sin, kneel down and repent. Because there is also one radical nonsense that is being taught, that as believers, we do not confess our sins. How many of you have heard that? Okay. Look, to yourself be true. Don't follow this Facebook, social media. I was listening to, somebody sent me a video. He said, "Rev, please, what do you have to say about this?" I said, "I don't have anything to say. Study your Bible." And the young lady said, "Are you the ones, when the Bible said that we will suffer for righteousness' sake, you will choose if you will suffer or not. As far as I'm concerned, I'm enjoying myself. There is no suffering in my Christian sojourn. There is no suffering. You are the one that choose to suffer." And she was doing her eyes like this. I say, "Yes, this is mommy water." Very well, let me not say that one before they will say, "Okay, what do you mean by that?" But that one was just like no suffering, a gospel that want to divorce suffering from our walk with God. Are you with me? So you see, he said, but Abraham says, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things." So there are many of us in our lifetime we're receiving good things. If you watch the Igbo movies, those days, Igbo movies, you know, one of my entrance into the movies, the Southeast movies, was rituals, money ritual. It was through them we understood that somebody can be rich by money ritual. And then they will now tell the guy, some of the ones I watched, they will say there are 7 eggs, pick. So in the spirit, he will not know the meaning. He will now pick 3. They will now tell him that, "Look, you'll be very rich, oh, but you will live for 3 years. So when they tell the guy that he will be very rich, he will live for 3 years, he will now live lavishly. He will be burning money. You see, all this money they are spending like this, and they are using a pumper to spray. Some of them know that it was ill-gotten wealth. So they are just doing it to keep the name of their father's line. And they know that they have 5 years to go. Then some, they will say, "Okay, go to your house and sleep." What they will show you in the dream is what you will sacrifice. And then he will now sleep. They will now show him his wife. Have you all watched all those kind of movies? You know, things like that. To just show you that when you do this sacrifice, this is how long you are going to live. So it seems to me that Lazarus was just the rich guy, the certain man. There was no name, because it can be you, it can be me. And you can be the Lazarus. Are you with me? So this certain man was just living lavishly. My God, you will see him with his wife on the street. And you will say to Pastor Abe, see the way this man is holding his wife. You hold me like that, hold me like that. You will not know that this holding is to hell. Are you with me? You know Bumi is my daughter, so she has me to. And I'm not saying that's what she does, okay? Kiss me in the public. Let the whole world know that we are in love. When you are pregnant, wear a short tummy shirt like this and let your belly be in front like this. Let the whole world know that you are pregnant for me. What used to be sacred is what Gen Z's are using to play now. All your navel will show. Everything, you will pump it out. It was a Kenjemba that I saw on his platform. I can't imagine why a pastor would even post that kind of a thing. Stand up, because he's a pastor. Stand up! And he posted, I was like, okay, is this lady, is she naked or something? Yes, they waited for 5 years, no problem. That excitement should not overrun discretion and judgment. I say, bro, what is this? He deleted it quick. If you don't delete them, Don't join them. We are not of this world. We don't belong here. We are pilgrims. If they don't celebrate your birthday, celebrate Jesus and enjoy yourself. If nobody says they love you, God loves you. Don't be love struck to the point that you go outside looking for love. Sit down, sir. He says, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received what? Your good things. Likewise, Lazarus, what? Evil things. Now, if you want to do the reconciliation, it is what you do here that will determine what you receive there. Are you getting what I'm saying? What you do here will determine if you will receive crown or you will receive evil things. With the Lord, there is no evil. With the Lord, there is judgment. The reconciliation of our sojourn is called what? Judgment. And when I use the word judgment, I'm not using it in a way and manner that you say, gang, gang, today they want to cut my head. No. The word judgment in this context is with the Lord, there is justice. You will be rewarded based on, God will not punish you over what you didn't do. Can I even say this to you? God will not punish you over your father's sin. It is the soul that sinneth that shall die. That reconciliation is even in the Old Testament, not in the New. So the Lord will not come and say, ukpore, ukpore. You were playing away match when Austin was, you were playing home and away in your house when Austin was there. No, he will be judged on you were playing away and home. But you repented on that one, you were forgiven. However, we said you should go and preach here and there. You didn't go. So 10 raised to power 2 minus disobedient 1. They will now play another screen. When God said you should fast and you didn't fast, they will play another screen. When you were so in love with trouser and bomb shot, and God said, no more bomb shot for you. Others can use it, but you, no bomb shot. And then God will say, you so love bomb shot that when you appeared in heaven, it was bomb shot you were wearing. He says, see it. That's another judgment on you already. Minus 2. No, as I'm talking to you, you really need to travel. When last have you preached? When last, Owen, has somebody received the gospel from your lips? When last has somebody received the gospel by you and through you, Shola, Kende, Reuben, Gabriel? When last? We are just recycling ourselves. He said, so you are receiving your evil things now. And Lazarus, who was receiving evil things on the earth, is now receiving his own comfort. But now he is what? Comforted. And thou art what? Tormented. Another rhyme. Just look at the switch. Look at the interchange. Look at the exchange taking place. Just by refusing to live accurately. Refusing to be a model. Let's go on. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. So if you think that, some people say that on that last day, something will happen, it will be like a football match. That somebody will just come and play. That they will play him from hell. When they play him, pow! He will not fall into hell. He will just go. How I wish you have that power. There was something Papa said last week that really it landed on me in a way that I've not figured. He said, do you know you don't have power to answer prayer? That thing he said, it landed differently. You don't have power to do many things, so. Sincerely. Maybe you have power to wrap this girl in Lagos, wrap another one in Benin, wrap another one in Edo. You see, you don't have power to stop the day you will die. You don't even have power. The day there is a rugged STD that comes on you that you don't have power against, it's only God. They will give you, I don't know what they give people, it's not like I've been there before, so, but they will give you antibiotics. And those antibiotics will be biting you. And you will tell the doctor, I think it's only God that will help me. It is by that STD that you will now start following God. There are many things you can't do. I remember those days, my dad, when he was alive, if you go close to his car, because, you know, my dad, when he was going to drive his car, even though he didn't go to school, it was brand new cars he was buying himself and my mother. Right? If you go close to, and there will be this big, or else, there will be this big, what do you know they call that today, the post for cars? Sticker. My dad's own. When he's coming, he'll be doing pop 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 pom pop 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 pom pop 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 pom. You know the nickname on the black on the back of this thing. See never dry. So he will be doing pop pop pom. His colleagues will be saying, see never dry. Say Namibia that. And Namibia that. I remember buying my first car. I took it to him. He said, oh guy, you cannot show me. I didn't go to school. I drove a brown new car. You brought Tokumbo, you are saying you bought car. You went to school. Go and bring something better for me. This one is, you are just starting. But you see, if you go close to my father's car, Reverend John, if you go, thank God that it was not the days of alarm. If to say alarm day that time, my papa forget more than 10. Once you are getting closer, he say, Kai, dam iska, dam banza, kajaya on the motor. My papa go charge. Like you are taking his life. Not that you, if you just get close, before you stretch your hand, it will dry by shouting. That was bondage. My dad fights for anything and everything. There are many reasons why I say me, in my lifetime, money will not be a problem between me and anybody. I will walk away. If it's 1 billion, I will walk away. It will not take 2 days for me to be healed. I assure you. I saw those things from my dad when I went into the morgue to see him. That was the first dead body I was seeing in my life. I couldn't see my mom's own. The second dead body I saw closely, you know whose own? Lovett. And that one is because I don't have choice since I'm the pastor. If not, I would have eloped. When I went to my dad's morgue, I said, Ukpore, stand up and fight for your property. That was what I said to him inside that place. I saw vanity. I saw a man that fights for everything. Said, I am fighting because of you people. I am fighting because of you people. I will not allow people to cheat you. I will not allow people to cheat me. Now, when I entered there, he was like this. Face smoothened. I don't know if it's some paper they used. Everything gone. Wool in his nostrils and in his ears. And tears were streaming down. I said, Papa, because we don't say daddy. Papa, vre, 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 moring meranwe yara. Vre, moring meranwe. I was just like, Popsy, wake up. Come and take your property. Wake up. It dawned on me. But here was his wife who will go to NYSC. And this man will fight her and beat her up. And she'll go to NYSC and say, are there people here from Delta State who are stranded, who don't have a place to sleep? Please bring them to me. And my mom will warehouse many people in our house. So my warehousing of people didn't start because I'm an RCN. It's something I inherited from my mother's leg. There will be rice, food. There must, you know, that my policy of nobody goes hungry is from my mother. Nobody goes hungry. And today, I make boast in that I cannot get to any country, regardless of where I find myself, if I know someone or not, and I'll be stranded. I have the revelation. The first time I was going to go into Abuja, I got into Abuja 2 a.m. in the night. I was looking for where to sleep. And I remembered that my mother has labored. And I picked my phone and I placed a call to a pastor. I said, I'm in Abuja. I don't have any money on me. That time, ATM never did ring. I can't make any withdrawal. I need a place to sleep now. He said, Reverend, no. He said, P. Austin, Pastor Austin will call you back. That calling back was a long vehicle that stopped in front of me. I entered and they took me to the house of an ambassador. Till today, I don't know the ambassador. I've not seen him. Me, I believe it was an angelic encounter I had. And those are some of my encounters that I don't share. I believe. They took me to that house, treated me like a king, saw me through till the morning in Abuja. I cannot say this is the house by the next day. You see, I know the labors of my forebears. What are you laboring on? Because these things you do that you think there is no heaven's attention, you lie. These things that you do that you think heaven is not taking note of, you lie. This expertise that you have earned and gained in putting one down so that you can be up, you think heaven is not seeing, you lie. This bearing of false witness against other people, you think heaven is not seeing, you lie. This giving excuses when you are a leader and you are supposed to live up to an expectation and a standard, and you think that heaven is not seeing, you lie. I'm very sure it's been a while you heard this kind of gospel. You lie! There is an expectation in God's heart. You know, it's about time to reverse the table. Because most of the time, you think you are the only one that is deserving of attention and that your expectations must come to pass. You don't know that God also has expectation. I remember in the days of my situations and conditions and pain, I was praying and the Lord said to me, stop waiting on me. Me, I'm waiting on you. My wife is there. You think you are waiting on me? Me, I'm waiting on you. You have been wallowing in this, your pain. And that was when the Lord spoke through my wife and said, go and tell your husband. Until he learns how to have peace in the midst of storm, he will continue like this. So I am not supposed to cry in that storm. Say, Lord, deliver me. I am supposed to master peace. In those days, when I am broke, the way you know is I'm touchy. So when my wife sees me shouting, she knows there's no money, I'm broke. I learned through that storm to keep quiet. When we started RC, and there are many times I will drive to church, my fuel is on red, and I will not say to anybody, I need a raise, when we started this work. We will be in boathouse, my fuel is in red. And now we go. I was telling Trio and Victor today, there are certain things you do that provoke heaven. And heaven will say, this one, I will bless you. There are acts, there are postures you take. Now I can say, Emeka Alpha, I'm traveling. But in those seasons, no. I knew I was on a journey of mastery so that in men in plenty, I will what? Abound. In small, I will abase. I know what it means to eat without meat. And if you give me food without meat now, I will not feel bad. It will pay me, but I'm not going to feel bad. Are you with me? But it will not take anything from me that you are giving me food without... No, you know, because you know God has taught you to keep the main thing, the main thing. You know what it means to be focused? You are not like that certain man who will see God's children in pain and in penury, and you are enjoying, and you are telling your children, thank God you are not like them. You are a foolish person. You will die. None of you will go through that in Jesus' name. And then you suddenly find out that your children are like them. And the ones that you say you are not like them, they will not be like your children when you used to be alive. It was on this land. I did an investment with a family and we lost all the money. And the family said, what do we do? I said, it's a business. Since we lost the money, it's okay. And then me, I now started my... At Deno, I was still in school, 300 level. I can't remember the business. It's not no specto. There was another one they did that time. And I gave them 1.8 million. And the money was gone. As a student that time, I was still making money from stocks and all of that. And then a couple of my friends had put money. Reverend John, when it was my turn, their son borrowed me some money that I put on my truck. And my truck had issues. The same people called me and said, we are going to curse you. We will place a curse on you. If not for God, we would have placed that curse. But if you don't pay the money, we will place a curse on you. You are causing our son pain out of this country. And you are here. And I was crying on the phone. I said, Mommy, you will curse me? Was it not the same you that I forgave 1.8 million? Don't tell me that! And she cut the phone. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What next? Our what? And do what? As we do what? And lead us not what? But what? For what? What? And what? Thine is. And the ending note is forever. So everything that you will become is what? Forever. He said there is a great gulf between us. Friends, let your beauty do wonder for Jesus. Let your polished, posh Queen's English represent the mind of God and not rapping in the club. Let your beauty bring glory to Jesus. Let the privileges that God has given to you represent the mind of God. Let your career be a platform for whence God will win souls and find joy. Let heaven see you and rejoice. Let not heaven see you and hiss and wag their head. You know, the Bible said that the earthly people are chasing after all of these things, but your heavenly Father knows that you have need of them. Huh? It's true. It's true. There are certain testimonies I won't share now, but some things are brewing as I speak, and they are brewing very fast. You would think God is partial? No. Set your heart on the matters of the kingdom. Set your heart to do God's will. Set your heart to do God's bidding. I don't know how else to preach this gospel to you that I'm preaching today. I don't know how else. There is a gulf. So that which will pass from hence to you cannot. Neither can they pass to us that will come from thence. So we cannot go to you. You cannot come to us. Let's conclude. Next verse. He said, then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to what? My father's house. This Lazarus that is enjoying now, send him back. Let's go on. For I have 5 brethren, I have 5 brothers, I have 5 sisters, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. So the guy that is in hell is saying that, send people to go and preach to my 5 brothers. Meanwhile, he had resources that he could use to reach out to this guy that was in pain around him. Are you getting this trajectory? Huh? Let's go on. Abraham said unto him, they have what? Moses and the prophet. Let them hear them. I don't want to talk about this. This one is another subject matter. Look, they have Moses and what? The prophet. You know you are the Moses. You know you are the prophet. You know you are the witnesses. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? We are the Moses. We are the prophet. If they will not hear us, how can they even hear us when we are looking like them and we behave like them? An average unbeliever cannot do business with a believer. One, a believer to a believer will not do business together. Two, what an insult. It is better right now you don't introduce yourself as a pastor anywhere. It is better. Because the moment you say Pastor Austin, they will double suspect you. The moment you now say prophet, you say you are a prophet, they will just be talking, they will be, insane a prophet, watch, oh, insane a prophet, watch. If he give fake word of knowledge now, if he give fake prophecy, watch. Don't give anything he says, he must pay for what he wants to buy. Don't, most of them are fake. That's how it ends. You will carry bad name, but you are not a bad person. And that bad name is because too many fake have passed. I remember when, many years ago, I followed the teachings of Dr. Tunde Bakare. And in those days, he was talking about the kingdom, power and glory. Nobody told me, all right? I shut down everything about the prophetic. I shut it down for over 10 years. I would just go to church and sit down. Things would be brewing until I gave my heart to God. I just say, look, it's only me, it's Bible I want to follow. And every spiritual giftings that God gave me, I buried. You know who they awakened it? It's Apostle, when we met. He said, I have heard of the things that God did with you, Ukpore, and I cannot trace them around you. You must pick them back. I say, Papa, I'm not ready to do this thing. I say, the shenanigan of the prophetic is too much. We have too many fake. And then he said, don't you think that the reason there is a fake is because there is a mold called the original? And if the original refuses to wake up, what will happen? The fake will overrun the city. Those were the utterances that made me to go back to God. And I said, Father, please, I want this thing back. And it began to come. I tell you the truth, I lie not. Before God, I stand. In the prophetic, I'm still on a journey of restoration. And I'm telling you the truth, Pastor Abbey. Ask the people who trained me. They will tell you. When I see the state I shot away from, there are many things I saw in 2002, 2003. They are heavier than the things now. I got my admission not knowing where I was going to. I was just following the voice of God to Ekiti State. I traced the school. I traced the address by the voice of the Spirit. Go left, go right, stop. When you turn, you will see a mango tree. I remember when I turned and I saw the mango tree. I almost fell. I'm like, what? You can be this vivid? He said, you will see a young lady passing. Ask her, you are looking for the house of Barrister Odu St. Mark. Unknown to me, where that tree was planted was the house. When I knocked and the woman came out, she almost passed out. So, the things I'm seeing now, it's still a journey. Because I shut down for 10 years, if not more. And when I see I had the opportunity, I met with Pastor B and I said, Daddy, this issue of the power of God, why did we shut it down? He said, no, I didn't shut down the power of God. I only shut down demonstration. And he took us through scripture what he meant by demonstration. Anyway, me, I will see demonstrate power. I believe in power. Are you with me? Are you with me? Will we what? Somebody raise your hand and say, I believe in power. I'm a creature of power. I've been given power. And I will demonstrate power. How else would they know? When my father brought a girlfriend to the house and said to my mother, this your useless children. Me, I go born another one. You know who he was talking about, born another one? My mother's friend that comes to our house to sleep in our house was the one that got pregnant. And we're now called useless children. You betray my mama, she won't die. She no die. You come, you say, we'll be yeah, yeah, boy. I remember standing there, and how God showed me that he has called me. I said, Lord, my dad was standing. I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, if truly you have called me, and this man said we are useless, that woman will not give birth. And I left. 9 months reached, they took her to the hospital. Then I was sleeping in church. Waited in the hospital. Oh, he now remembered. Pikin go show her, he go back. He go show her, he go go. He now remembered that. He be like, say, this is my useless son. Talk something. He took and drove back from Usman Danfodio Hospital. The records are there. And he went to the house. He said to my mom, if this woman die, you know the villagers will come after me. Which, he didn't pay dowry. You just, is a situationship that happened. And that pregnancy happened right in our house. My mom traveled and said this woman should come and take care of the children. While me, I was in church, sleeping as a born-again child of God. And my dad played the match. Right in our house. And then you are still calling. Are you not supposed to be repentant and beg your wife? But you still call us useless. So he came back and said, if anything happened to this woman, I will tell them that it's your son that killed her. And my mom came to church with my father. They drove back to the church. They were knocking 5:30 a.m. in the morning. And they opened. My mom said, Austin, Biko, Omome Biko, my son, please. Pray to God so that this woman will give birth. I said, Mom, see no. And I was crying. I said, no, we are useless children. This woman, she no go born. No go born. Mom, see, begged. So I looked at my dad to his face. I said, go back. She will give birth. But that baby will not be alive. And he went. And the baby came out. That was the last cry. When my dad came back from that hospital, the first person that called me pastor from my lineage was my father. And it was that day, when he came back. He said, Pastor Austin, where don't know? What woman and raw? Wait till you talk, not happen. Me, I believe that was when my father's senses started coming back. Because I was 19 then. That was when he started saying, he'd be like, say, these children now, they don't, they know something. But do you know, in the midst of all of these things, I brought you here to say something. I had to preach the gospel to him. My father, before he died, saw wrong miracles by the hand of his son. I taught my father how to love his wife. I taught my dad. Popsi, come. No, they talk like this. You don't, they old. They talk like, say, you're still young. I'm going to have pigeon when they speak for my house. And our dialect. Tell her, say, you're sorry. Take this thing. Go buy this thing. Give her. Tell her, say, you love her. If I tell her, say, I love her, she's not going to disrespect me. Yes, quack mentality. Satan has walked, beat his wife for over 24 years straight, and I'm not kidding. But yet, when the man died, ask Grace, when the man died, my mom aged by 10 years. That's to tell you the bond that they eventually came into, but at old age. I didn't allow what my dad did to us to be a gulf. You know, there's a gulf here, but to be a gulf. I followed up, preached. Some of you are offended. My mom is a witch. Have you preached? They say that prophet Woli that spoke said everything I'm going through is from my mother, is from my sister. There is this war between you and siblings. Have you reconciled talking to them about Jesus? I don't need to tell my younger ones to follow Jesus. They see that, ah, this guy, early enough, he made this decision. And we can see that is accurate. When will you submerge this gulf? You see, Pastor Abbe, I think you were correct. You know, you said we should do part 3 and part 4. When will you submerge this? Because all that I'm preparing towards is to receive that incorruptible crown. And if you want to receive that incorruptible crown, you will be selfless. Regardless of how you were treated, you will step up. And my dad of blessed memory, my mom of blessed memory, they are all gone now. If there is any pain I have, is that my mom prophesied these seasons of my life, but she's not here. So there are times that I will just retract and I'll be feeling bad. Don't allow your siblings to go to hell. Yes, a prophet is without honor in his house, yet preach the gospel. Say something about Jesus. Tell people about his goodness in your life. Tell people how he delivered you from masturbation. Listen to me. If you can't talk about your past freely, you have not been healed. You have not been healed. You still have ego. You still have self to preserve. That's why. If you can't talk about how you've been through hell high waters and God brought you out, and you say you are ashamed of the gospel because you feel that your marriage didn't work, so what? You are ashamed that people are looking at you, that when I come into church, it's like I'm the one they are looking at. Come on! Leave that to God. You face your life with Jesus. Focus your life with Jesus. People like us shouldn't hold the mic. And I keep saying it to you guys. It's messy. And I will use what the enemy did to me to rob him of many lives. Yes. Yes. From the ages of 7 till the ages of 19, I was sexually active. I'm never ashamed of saying it. I will keep saying it to bring people out. And every time I preach on that matter, my God, there are people here, bloody testimonies will come out of it. Every time. It has not failed. I remember once upon a time, Jesus said to me, he said, your past is a weapon. Use it for me. What you went through is a weapon. Use it for me. You, your own, if you even make an example with your past, you get offended. Say, ah, na me, Reverend Austin, they talk about. You are not healed. So what was the reward for the certain man? The belly of hell. What was the reward for the other guy? Largessing and enjoying in the bosom of Abraham. And there was a gulf. Look at your life today. Are you being prepared for the crown? And are you accepting preparation for the crown? You know, in heaven is a standalone. You will stand alone. Your wife will stand alone. Should I give you an example? If anointing is by contact, who do you think should receive more anointing from you? Your wife. But it's not like that. Honey, I love you. Honey, we are going to this. You drive in the same car. It doesn't mean she will carry that unction. That your journey is personalized, is bespoke. Can we become a church that is evangelical? Can we become a church that is pastoral? Can we become a church that is prophetic? Can we become a church that is apostolic? And can we become a church that is a teaching church? You see, in the church, those five must be warehoused inside. So that in the day we are not mindful of evangelism, an evangelist will rise and reprimand us that there is a nerve that is dying. In the day we care less, a pastor will rise and say, hey! Somebody like Pastor Ope, he say, Papa, we need to. That's a pastor. He will rise. He say, the way people are giving birth, we don't even check on them. What's going on? The care ministry need to be revived. In the day that the word of the Lord is scarce, a prophet will rise and say, thus saith the Lord, seek me while he may find me. I'm not lost. I'm available. In that day, when we need order, an apostle will rise from among us. He will steer our conscience. And we'll be steered. We will know that we have no choice. We will have to rise and pursue the unique goal of heaven. A church that is lacking any of this, we have a weakness in that area. So we must warehouse them in the shepherd's staff, in the shepherd's bag. The shepherd bag is the church. The five stones are the fivefold ministry. They must be warehoused inside. So a church must not say we are a prosperity church, we don't do evangelism. We are a prosperity church, we don't do crusade. We are a this one, we don't do this one. No! It's an aberration. It was not so in the beginning. You know what I did tonight? Is to prepare you on the journey to the crown. When last have you preached the gospel? I know you pride yourself in intercession. If you even check your intercession, 70% is about you. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. I've been going to Makurdi for many years. This first time now that I did something called prophetic whatever, I know the rest again, midnight. From church pastors to illicit pastors to, I've heard all kinds of things in the last 3 weeks. My heart is even paining me. And I'm like, people are just living for themselves. My question is, Pastor Abe, are you the one that is to come? Or should we expect another? Take.
Ijo ba orun lere oni gbagbo o Ijo ba orun lere oni gbagbo Baba, mumi de leo kima kusajo biyefi mumi de leo ayelota
Can you pray tonight that Lord, help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Help me that I will live a life worthy of a crown. Help me. Help me, Jesus. Those were the words going through my heart as the message was going on. The Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus. The Lord help me. I come to you tonight. I come to you tonight that the workings of my life will represent something in heaven. That the daily walk of my life will represent something in heaven. That my name will make it to the book of life. That my service to you, my service will not be burnt away in fire. Help me, Jesus. Arrosila manto brekaila taila bosia. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. I cry to you tonight. I cry to you. The reward system of God are captured in the things that we do here on earth. Not in your money, not in your givings. That the things that you do for Christ, the things that gives him joy. Help me, Lord. Make my sacrifice count here on earth. So that in the days to come, the words that I will hear from my master will be welcome. Welcome, good and faithful servant. That's what I seek. Not the applause of men, but oh my God. Oh my God. It says we raise dead in your name. Jesus said, I do not know you. We heal the sick. I cannot recollect. I only glorified myself. You were just a borrowed vessel. Help me, Lord. I eloja orunile momine. I eloja orunile momine. Hey, I eloja orunile. I want to make a call tonight, physical and online. If you are desirous that Jesus will be your Lord and your Savior, and you are not ashamed of any man, of any woman, and you are not ashamed, I want you to come out. I want you to come out. Online, put an indication. Raise up your hand. If you are here in the hall, I want you to come out. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. If you have gone away, come. Come that we will pray with you. Come that if you are in the overflow, if you are in the hall, come out. Let's pray with you. Let's pray. The redemptive power of Jesus is here. If the devil has kept you under bondage, under an affliction, under, oh my God. If the devil has kept you, you know, I was still reading Romans today, and this way the emphasis that Apostle Paul was saying, that sin does not have dominion over the embers of our body. If you want to be delivered, come, there's life here tonight. There's life here tonight. Don't be ashamed. I know these are not messages that we hear again, but don't be ashamed. Come. Jesus is waiting for you. Jesus is waiting for you. He's not ashamed. He's not ashamed of you. He's not ashamed. Man can despise you, but he's not. Even though you have squandered all like the prodigal son, he's not. You are still his son. He will keep waiting. He will keep waiting for you. I want to give you one more minute. Don't be ashamed tonight. Don't be ashamed. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. I'm still going to wait for you. I'm waiting. Come. Nothing brings joy to heaven. Not healings. Not even the dead rising up,
but that God rejoices. The whole heaven rejoices over a soul that gives their life to Jesus. Come, let's snatch you away from that jar of death. There's life in Christ. There's life in Christ. My brother, say after me. The Lord Jesus, put your hands, your right hand on your chest. Lord Jesus, I've come to you today with the whole of my heart, not minding what people say about me. I come and I give my life to you. Help me. Save me. Deliver me. Help me. Save me. Deliver me. Let not sin rule over my body anymore. Let the resurrected life of Christ live on my inside. Let the resurrected power of Christ live on my inside. Help me. Help me. Walk with me. Walk with me. And Lord, draw profit from my life. Draw profit from my life. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. Can we put our hands together for my brother? Pastor Dominic, please. Just Pastor Dominic, can you wave your hand? Pastor Dominic, please. Yeah, my brother, please follow Pastor Dominic. There's a discipleship class that you need to be part of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Finally tonight, can we pray that, Lord Jesus, draw profit from my life. 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 Draw profit. Draw profit. Draw profit from my life. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Draw profit.